You're listening to the audio production of Unbreakable by Sarah Ella, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Haley Cresswell.
Past poses a riddle. What will come of the morrow? Future stands untouched. Who reaches forever? Day offers a chance. Will night prevail? The answers are dreadful indeed, and so my warning do heed. Ne'er allow your heart to fall. Its death remains the most tragic of all. My only cure for this blight remains to find the girl with the light. My curse will end with her final breath, for a broken heart is its own kind of death. From The Lament of the Fairy Queen, author unknown. Prelude. You can't understand the beginning until you reach the end, so here it is. After all this time, it comes down to this? I never wanted this to happen. Somehow, I always knew it would. It's okay. His rasp is little more than a final breath. I'm ready. I'm not. You idiot! Why would you do this? There had to be another way. But even as I speak the words, I know. This is the only way. My forehead meets his. His eyes lock on mine. Time for you to go. I kiss his knuckles, baiting my sobs as I force myself to rise. Now it has to end. Here, for good. So I do the only thing left to do. I die. Act 1. In my own little corner. 1. Meek as a mouse. What is that wretched odor? Am I dead? Because I smell dead, or death, or something close to it. I can't open my eyes. Not yet. Opening my eyes makes it real. I just need a minute to collect myself, my thoughts, my memories. Memories. I squeeze my eyelids, rummaging my brain, digging and sorting, compartmentalizing. Retrace your steps. That's what the proverbial they say, isn't it? That's how to get back to what you've forgotten. Or who. The sound of trickling water plays a part in the symphony of recollections.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?